With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is in a tough position, with Hamas hiding leaders and fighters inside Gaza's biggest hospital.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that to sustain themselves. But again, this means they have an added burden here because it is a hospital, because there are real patients and real doctors and real nurses that have nothing to do with this fight that need to be protected as much as possible.
Kirby says Israel trying to protect civilians at the hospital who are in harm's way because of Hamas. And the IDF encountered tunnels underneath the hospital where Hamas fighters were hiding. In San Francisco, President Biden laying out his economic vision for the Asia-Pacific at the APEC summit. The president now having a face-to-face meeting with China's Xi Jinping. Also at SRNNews.com, New Hampshire scheduling its presidential primaries for January 23rd, 2024, keeping the state first despite National Democrats' efforts to overhaul the nominating calendar. The TSA expects to screen 28 million travelers at airports over the 12-day Thanksgiving holiday period.
For the TSA, Thanksgiving travel starts this Friday and keeps going for 12 days. John Bush, the agency's federal security director at Reagan Airport outside Washington, D.C., has some advice.
Get to the airport early, and first of all, pack your patience.
And he knows people like to bring food to grandma's house and leftovers back home to their own house.
The best tip I can give you is if the item is solid, it can come through our checkpoint. If it's liquid, it should go in your check baggage.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow ahead 210 points, the NASDAQ adding 28 points. This is SRN News. America is losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom on the wane in Nepal. According to a new report from International Christian Concern, Nepal is a difficult place to live for those outside of the Hindu faith. A combination of repressive laws and social norms sideline all minority religious communities. Evangelizing in the country is strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years imprisonment and deportation if the violator is a foreigner. This is SRN News. The Biden administration urging Congress to reauthorize a spy program.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attack. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights filing a charge of discrimination against Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City. The hair salon's owner posting on social media, anyone identifying other than a man or a woman not welcome at her business. The salon owner's attorney claims that Christine Geiger was exercising free speech and the comments reflected her religious beliefs. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.